This is the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, Master Coach, and emotional resiliency expert, Lisa Carpenter. I'm here to be your guide through real, raw conversations, navigating life as a high achiever. This show covers what it takes to create physical and emotional well-being, along with how to honor and partner with your body. I'm here to guide you to a connected relationship with yourself, turning self-care into a way of being and not just another task on your to-do list. After all, the things we love, we take care of. This podcast gives you permission to love what you do, but love yourself more. Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Well, hey, thank you for tuning into another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. My name is Lisa Carpenter, and I'm so grateful to have you join me today. Today is a very exciting day for me. I'm headed out to Cirque du Soleil after I finish recording this episode. They have officially dropped the vaccine passports here in BC, and I am really, really excited to start enjoying some of the everyday things in life that I have not been able to participate in. So I can't believe it's been 2 years. I can't believe it's been over 2 years. And it just goes to show that we, you know, if you just stay focused on what's in front of you today, all those days will add up. And though it may seem like a long time, like it feels like it's been a long time to get to this place, I'm just so excited that I'm here now. So there's no point looking back. It's about looking forward and embracing everything that is to come. Now today, on today's episode, is really about the difference 1% makes. And I've been reflecting a lot on this. You know, the podcast is 3 years old. We started in March of 2019. Yeah, so 3 years old. I can't believe it. So March 1st of 2019, I recorded the first episode of this podcast. Now, this is episode 173. Now, I know I always have a lot to say about a lot of things, but if you had told me when I launched that first episode that 3 years later, I would still be sitting down at the mic and I would still be able to find things to talk to you about, I would have told you that you were crazy pants. But here we are. So, you know, I've had hundreds of thousands of downloads, which is amazing. I'm so grateful for each of you who tune in every week. I'm so grateful for the new listeners who are popping on because I know new people are finding me every week as well. And it just really is a testament to how every one of those episodes has created the success that this podcast is today. It's also created the success that my business has grown into from 2019 to where it is now, because this was a real tipping point for me from 2019 moving forward. That's really when my business exploded. But that was after being an entrepreneur for years and years, like decades. So I always think it's funny when people think or assume that, oh, it was an overnight success. Yeah, an overnight success after hundreds of thousands of hours at my craft and years and years, you know, and years of being working at growing my business and becoming better and better at what it is that I do. So this 1% difference. Now, I posted on Instagram the other day sharing when I first met my fitness coach, your healthy hedonista, Michelle McDonald, in Tulum. And, you know, she really pushed me. Like, let's just say that after that training session with Michelle, I was sore for about a week afterwards. Really, like, I was just like, oh my God. I mean, I was lying on a beach in Tulum, so it was a great place to be sore. But I remember getting under the bar and doing hip thrusts. So you're under the bar is across your lap, and then you're pushing your hips towards the ceiling. So you're almost making like a bridge with your body with the barbell across your hips. And I remember she got me up to 200 pounds and it was so hard. It was so hard. But if you know anything about me, I am very tenacious. I am very determined. And I love going after big goals. So hitting 200 pounds on my hip thrust when I was in Tulum with Michelle in 2019 was really, really powerful for me. And just the other day in the gym, I finally crossed over the 400 pound mark. In fact, I hit 405 pounds on my hip thrust. So to put this in perspective, I'm 5'1", like I'm miniature. And I'm like just under 110 pounds these days. I'm in a growing season in my fitness journey. I'm hoping to get back on stage to compete again in 2023, probably in the spring of 2023. So I'm really in a building season, and that requires eating a lot more food, lifting a lot of weight, and allowing my body to grow and change and evolve. Super exciting. Tons of work. But let's go back to this 405 pounds, because I've been looking at all of my lifts progressing. My squats are through the roof. My rack pulls this morning, I pulled a 225 on rack pulls. Like, this is a tremendous amount of weight I'm lifting. And I can remember when it was just the bar, right? Or it was just 135 pounds. And this is why I want to talk about this 1%, because I didn't get to thrusting 405 pounds overnight. I've spent years and I have lifted so much weight, so many reps, so many rounds. Some weeks it was adding a little bit. Some weeks I was, going for sets of 15. Some weeks I was going for sets of 8. So when I think about how much volume I have pushed from 2019 to where I am today in 2022, that 405 pounds was consistent effort over time. Adding a little bit more, adding a few more reps, staying with it, not giving up on the exercise. Same thing with my squats, right? Practicing my technique, my form, videotaping my lifts, getting feedback from my coach, adding a little bit more, adding more reps, adding paused reps. So some of these things might not make sense to you guys, but it's the nuances and the details that has allowed me to get to where I am in terms of the type of weight that I'm able to lift in the gym now. And that happened from what I do every single time I show up for my workout, which is focus on that workout, what's in front of me right now, not what I'm going to lift 3 weeks from now, but how can I support where I'm going to by showing up for myself today. And so often we get so caught up in where we want to be. We've got this big goal or vision or dream, and we're so focused on that. And then we're doing the things, whether it's in your business or your life. And then you look up and you're like, oh my God, it's so far away. How am I ever going to get there? And you lose your focus, you lose your drive, you lose your motivation, and you quit. That's the biggest thing I see people falling prey to, is they get so caught up in their dream and vision. And I love a good goal. I love a good dream. I love a good vision. But the only way to achieve those big, audacious goals you have is by focusing on what you can do today. What would be possible for you if you stopped glamorizing your point B, that big vision, and you started putting all your focus on celebrating the small goals, the small wins today? What if everything you accomplish today that you know is going to lead you towards that big audacious goal, you celebrated like it was the big audacious goal? Because it's all these small little things that you think, oh, this wasn't a big deal. But all those not really a big deal add up to a lot. It could be all the healthy meals that you ate today that are going to support your weight loss, or the fact that you posted on social media, or you reached out to that potential client and had the conversation, or you had a hard conversation with somebody in your life because you're trying to show up with different behaviors. Maybe you set a boundary for yourself today that felt awkward and uncomfortable, but you know the more you practice setting boundaries, that a year from now, or 6 months from now, or even 3 weeks from now, you're going to feel so much stronger setting boundaries. What I'm saying to you is that, isn't it more important that we honor these small things than it is to glorify and glamorize the big goals? Because I promise you cannot get to the big goals without being in, as I say, chop wood, carry water every single day, and do it with joy, and do it with enthusiasm, and trust that what you want is going to unfold. And all of a sudden, one day, you'll be at that point B. You'll be like, how did I get here? Because that's how I felt when I hit that 400, 400. First, it was the 400-pound hip thrust. I thought, oh my God, how long has it taken me to get here? I'd forgotten. And then I looked back and I was like, wow, 2019, 200 pounds seemed like 1,000 pounds. And now here I've doubled that. And then I started thinking about the journey to accomplish that. So, you know, sometimes it might feel like you're not making progress. And let me tell you, when I'm at the gym and I'm trying to use progressive overload, which means, you know, I'm trying to add a little more weight or another set or another rep, I have what's called partial weights, and they're a half pound each. And it is humbling when all I can add is a half pound on each side. So a whole whopping pound. You might think like, God, a whole pound, like a pound, Lisa, like that's all you can add. But on some lifts for women, adding a pound is a lot of weight, like a shoulder press, adding a pound is a lot. But I've thought about how much those partials, those 1 pounds that I've been able to add, how that 1 pound and then another pound and then another pound has added up to the strength that I've developed today. Yet I used to have such an ego about, oh God, it's just a pound. Like, who wants to pull out these itty bitty baby weights? And now I've come to realize that it's those itty bitty baby weights that made all the difference in my progress. And I can't tell you how many times I've made such minuscule moves in my business that I've thought, ugh, that's not, it's just not a big deal. And then looking back, I can see, wow, that was a really big deal. Simple things like getting my business bank account set up properly. So I moved my business from being like a hobby into stepping into what it meant to be the CFO of my business, to take control of how I was navigating my relationship with money, right? To the tiny things in terms of systems and structures in my business that I thought, oh, it's not a big deal. To getting committed about the things that I need to do, which don't feel like a big deal. Like, just Lisa, write a newsletter every single week, right? I love writing to my community. I love talking to my community. That's why I do this podcast every single week. Those little things have added up to so much. My business has exploded. So have your big audacious goals. I am here for that. But how can you bring yourself back into today and really focus on what am I going to do today to move the needle in my life, in my business, with my health, with my relationships? And then how can you celebrate those tiny, tiny 1% better moments that are going to ultimately help you achieve the outcome that you want? So I hope that you are tuning into this and it's giving you perspective on how you're approaching your goals, how you can look at them differently. Like I said, keep those big audacious goals there. I love them. I love having goals. I love having something to work towards. But I always bring my focus back to how I show up for myself today, the things that I do today, the person that I choose to be today is ultimately going to create that for me. And it's a lot more enjoyable when you really sink into the journey that is in front of you today. You'll find a lot more satisfaction, peace, ease, and fulfillment. A lot of fulfillment when you're focused on the now. So hopefully that becomes a practice for you as well. Where can you just get 1% better today and celebrate that 1% being better every single day, right? It's you versus you. It is you versus you. And ultimately, that is how you win at the game of life. So have a beautiful day. I am off to enjoy Cirque du Soleil, and I'm going to go embrace and live every moment of my life, because one of the things that I have learned, as you know as well, that life can turn on a dime. Don't waste a single second. Don't waste a single moment. Don't put things on pause because you think you might have time. You don't know. So live your best life today. And remember, it is your responsibility to make you a priority in your world. If you are not putting yourself at the top of your own priority list, you are going to experience things like massive fatigue, resentment, burnout, frustration, and that's no way to live. So you get to be responsible for you. And I know that some of us struggle to step into that personal responsibility, but that's what it's about. If you want to achieve more in this life, and the men and women that I work with, they want more. I am here for that. But it's going to mean learning how to prioritize the things that matter the most. And that has to start with you. So have a beautiful day. I will see you, or you will hear me, next week on the next episode. And as always, I would be so grateful if you popped over to your listening platform of choice and left us a rating and review. It helps other men and women just like you find the podcast. And it's just such a beautiful way to say thank you for these 174 now episodes. And please make sure that you go back and listen to some of the episodes that maybe you haven't caught. There's so much wisdom and goodness in all of them. So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate the time that you take to invite me into your earbuds and into your world. And I wish you a beautiful, amazing, successful, fulfilling week.